KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky. We're at 31 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy and windy today with a high around 57 with winds southwesterly at 20 to 35 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Montgomery County has received the first shipment of the COVID-19 vaccine. Health officials said Monday the county received 300 doses of Moderna, and of the 300 doses, 200 went directly to Montgomery County Memorial Hospital for their staff, and 100 doses went to Montgomery County Public Health for EMS providers in the county and other health care providers not affiliated with the hospital. All long-term care and assisted living facilities in the county have been paired with a national pharmacy chain to receive the vaccines. Currently, the county is in a Phase 1A of the distribution plan, which includes the groups mentioned. After all workers included in Phase 1 have been vaccinated, the county may move to Phase 1B. Included in that phase, 1B, are school and child care staff, people over the age of 65, people with underlying health conditions, and non-essential health care workers. Iowa Department of Public Health has indicated the next round of the vaccine could be available, arriving, that is, in January. IDPH hopes the vaccine will be available to the general public by mid-spring of 2021. Montgomery County Public Health and Montgomery County Memorial Hospital encourage anyone with questions regarding the vaccine to call MCPH at 712-623-4893. The Iowa Department of Public Health Monday said there had been no new COVID-19-related deaths to report as of 10 a.m. that day, which is the 24-hour cycle. The toll from all deaths related to the virus stands at 3,589 since the pandemic began, and underlying causes for those deaths amount to 3,295, with 294 are from contributing factors. The IDPH's 1,130 deaths, 37 deaths, are being reported at long-term care facilities. LTC outbreaks have dropped from 141 yesterday to 133 today. There are 5,330 positive cases and 3,053 recoveries at those facilities. State data shows 1.3 million Iowans have been tested for coronavirus. The number of new positive COVID-19 cases statewide since 10 a.m. Monday is 1,276, for a total of 269,020. IDPH says a total of 219,072 Iowans have recovered from the virus. The 14-day positivity rate dropped from 13.1% yesterday to 12.6% today, while the 7-day rate declined from 10.2% to 9.5%. 651 Iowans are in a hospital with COVID-19 or symptoms of that virus, and that is up from 644 yesterday. 140 COVID patients are in an ICU. That's down less than two from Monday. 71 were admitted and 71 are on a ventilator. Western Iowa and Southwest Iowa hospitals, that being those in Region 4, report 40 are hospitalized, two less than Monday. 13 are in an ICU. That's down six from yesterday. Five people were admitted and eight COVID patients are on a ventilator. Here in our immediate listing area, Cass County has no new cases to report as of this morning for a total of 984. Audubon County has 10 new cases for a total of 897. Harrison County has 11 new cases for a total of 1,341. Montgomery County is up a dozen to 686, and Pottawatomie County is up 46 to 7861. We'll get updates on all those numbers by 10 a.m. today. Well, Atlanta Community School District Superintendent Steve Barber Monday issued a statement with regard to COVID-19. Barber said, "To say that the first half of 2021 school year has been normal would be a huge understatement. When our district leadership team met for the first time in late May," he says, "the thought of going to school every day over the first semester was not a strong belief, as we planned to meet the safety and educational needs of our students and families. Yet here we are today, finishing up our second, or rather the first semester, after experiencing many accomplishments over the first half of the year. Over this time frame," Barber went on to say, "we have become more knowledgeable about the disease, and with the new release of the COVID vaccines, there is hope that we may see more progress of slowing the spread or defeating the virus. The data from the school tells the same story as it has since August." Barber says, "We still have experienced positive cases and are required to quarantine both students and staff based on the CDC and IDPH guidelines. Having said that," he said, "we have not experienced an outbreak in any of our buildings. Everyone has helped to accomplish this, so I'm grateful for the effort you put in to ensure that students and staff are safe and being in person for instruction, which we all know is the most effective for our students." The superintendent went on to say, "I see the joy students having being in school, and I feel it benefits on multiple levels, academic, physical, social, and emotional. The year 2020, he concluded, has been an extremely difficult year for some and painful as lives have been lost. His wish, he said, for everyone is a healthy and prosperous 2021. He concluded his message by saying, Happy Holidays. Well, a $900 billion federal stimulus package includes additional relief to help restaurants make it through the next stage of the coronavirus pandemic. The bill allows small businesses to apply for a second forgivable loan through the Paycheck Protection Program, or PPP. Most businesses can apply for an amount equal to 2.5 months of payroll, but Jessica Dunker, president of the Iowa Restaurant Association, says restaurants can ask or more.
Because we've had such a big hit, we'll be able to have 3.5 months of payroll that we'll be able to borrow and have forgiven as long as we use it in appropriate ways.
60% of the loan must be used to pay employees. Dunker estimates even with the relief money, about 1,000 restaurants and bars across the state will close because of the pandemic.
Nonetheless, the timing of it will help a number of restaurants get over that hump and into the spring when the vaccine is more widely available and we are able to open our patios back up.
Dunker says Iowa's hospitality industry is estimated to have lost nearly $1.5 billion in revenue in 2020. The Creston Police Department today said 39-year-old Abraham Schwiers of Lenox was arrested around 2:24 a.m. Monday on a Union County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Schwiers was released from the jail on a $300 bond. There were two incidents of theft reported recently to Creston Police. Authorities say a woman residing in the 400 block of New York Avenue said Monday that at around 1:15 a.m. Monday, someone came onto her property and took a radiator that was sitting outside next to the garage. The loss was estimated at $300. And Sunday morning, a man residing in the 800 block of North Lincoln in Creston told police that sometime over the past 24 hours, someone had broken into his vehicle while it was parked in the lot at his apartment building. The man advised a Seiko watch and handicap placard were taken from the vehicle. Those items were valued at $75. Red Oak police say three people were arrested Monday. 69-year-old Bernard Lee Benz of Red Oak was arrested around 5:40 p.m. for public intoxication. His bond was set at $300. And at around 7:40 p.m., 23-year-old Matthew Marlon Williams and 22-year-old Kayla Marie Williams, both of Red Oak, were arrested for domestic abuse assault. They were being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.